Hey guys, this is Danny McDermott from The Danny McDermott Show. If you want to see our show live, it's every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Trust me, you want to see it then. You'll see all the screw-ups. It's great. Our show is an adult show, I must admit, but that's only because we're childish. Most of the guests that we have on the show are my friends, so you can just watch us hang out as buddies. It's fun. Just chill, relax, enjoy.
All right, we're going live.
Hello. Are we experiencing technical difficulties? I'm freezing under pressure here. Hello. Hello. Okay. Hello, everybody. I believe we're experiencing technical difficulties. I don't know where Danny is. I don't know if he's coming back. Here we go.
There we go, Kevin. I'm glad you were still on there.
Yeah, no, I stepped in like a relief pitcher. And I'm ready to do it again. All right. So, yeah, Danny's experiencing deep technical difficulties. Hopefully, he'll be able to get the kinks ironed out. We have an exciting show for you. I have no idea what's going on. I think it's going to wind up being a funny story, although I'm not sure if Danny's going to see it that way right now, because I'm pretty sure he's intensely trying to get himself back into the show. Oh, this episode is already slated to be a real keeper. All right. So that's good. Danny's frozen scene is no longer visible. Hopefully Danny will pop in. We will resolve the technical issues. And I can stop talking but not really saying anything, which you know, I can do for a long time. I've said things before, and I've said things without saying things before. So I can say things without saying things again. And if necessary, I could probably rephrase those things so that I'm still saying things without saying things.
Okay, Kevin, thank you. Oh, my God.
Not a problem, Danny. I didn't say anything.
Dude, it was working. It was working fine. Guys, welcome to the show. Hopefully the Wi-Fi won't cut out. Steve's trying to do his hotspot. What happened was there was a storm today in Schenectady and Albany and Troy. It took out the power to 130,000 homes. So we literally lost everything. So I had no studio at home. So I had to come to the local pub and try to set it up here. Now, I don't know why it cut out because it was working the whole time. Suddenly it cut out twice. But I think we're going to be good now, I hope. What a relief. All right.
I need a pace.
Oh my God, dude, I need a pacemaker after today. Oh my God, what a day. 130,000. Okay, so the show must go on, right?
Tell me about the show.
Well, how was your week? How was your how are you doing?
Ah, no complaints.
Yeah.
I have a solo show tonight.
You have a solo show. Oh yeah. I was like, Kevin's screwing this up. I know it. I got to get back on.
Yeah, dude, I think the table proved that.
I'm just glad you were on. I'm glad someone was on when I got disconnected. That's the one thing you don't want is dead air.
We came close.
We did. Well, no, we pretty much did because it was only you.
That's what I mean.
I'm teasing you.
Me too.
All right, so should we just do a segment to warm up the audience here?
I think that's a good idea, Danny. Let's dive right in.
All right, let's do a segment. This is a segment that we did last time. I think you guys are going to like it a lot. Here we go. Boom.
And now for deep fake quotes.
All right, so deep fake quotes. Now, everybody knows that there's quotes from famous, historical figures, famous actors and stuff. But, most people only see the good quotes, right, Kevin?
Yes, they do.
Right?
Inspirational.
Come on. We all know that nobody's great all the time.
That's
true. Anybody who has good quotes has bad quotes. Am I right?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's just get into it. This is a perfect example. Angela Lansbury, just a wonderful actress. She's a Broadway star, and she's had many great anecdotes and quotes and stuff. But this one, not many people have heard, probably. What do sadomasochists like to drink at parties? Donkey punch. Angela Lansbury.
She got her first job.
She's a bawdy woman. A lot of people didn't know that. She's a very bawdy woman.
Before right, she wrote Murder, she wrote Bend Over, pal.
Okay. Dorothy's butt was so fine, I cried and my arm froze. The Tin Man. Remember when he cried and froze? He was just looking at Dorothy's butt and he's like, man, that is so fine. And then he couldn't move.
Yeah.
That wasn't in the movie, though.
More than a heart.
They cut that. That was on the cutting room floor.
It's changed.
All right. And not everybody has to be famous. These quotes don't have to be from famous people. For example, some of the things you order, I'm ashamed to deliver. Jesus is watching, you know. My mailman.
Yeah, yours and mine.
Probably more yours.
I got to bribe it.
Do you really? You got to bribe?
Absolutely.
I don't even want to know. What kind of stuff do you order?
The car. Don't worry about the mailbox.
What kind of stuff do you order that you have to bribe them?
All kinds of things. Things I can't talk about without a security clearance.
All right. Here's one from a famous explorer. Don't mistreat the natives. What are they going to do? Take away my day? Christopher Columbus.
You know, he was psychic.
Exactly, right? He knew that he was going to have a day someday because, he discovered the new world. He knew, right? All right, this is, we're going to go into serial killers. You want to read this one, Kevin?
I could have any surgery in the catalog.
Who is it?
That's Ted Bundy.
Can you explain that one? Because you wrote it.
I think I got my first Christmas gift from that same catalog.
I have no idea what it means, but it's funny.
Thank you.
All right, and here's one of our founding fathers. Oh, no, wait, it isn't. When you get syphilis from a key, your roommate melted with lightning, it's time to move out. Benjamin Franklin's roommate.
Yeah, that's stories.
Dude, can you imagine the stories Benjamin Franklin's roommate had?
I can't.
Because we all know Benjamin Franklin had sex with a lot of women. He had a lot of diseases. You know what I mean? And he melted.
That's why he never ran for president.
There you go. There
you know, he couldn't stand up to the scandals.
And can you imagine coming home and finding out your roommate melted your key with lightning?
If you discovered electricity, that's kind of a wash.
Well, he proved it at least, you know. God, it's been a crazy day. I can't believe all those people that happened today. We lost power and all those. Anyway, guys, we don't have any funding yet, so if you want to donate, right there at the bottom of the screen, we got the Venmo. And please follow us on YouTube. And that's the link on the bottom there. So we got some good guests today. I think we have Laura Hayden coming in, hopefully. She was supposed to be here by now, so we may not have her. I don't know what exactly happened. But we got a team of writers now. That's cool, right?
It is.
So
that's
what
a big step.
It is a big step. This is meant to be an escape for everyone, by the way. Steve is right here, by the way. That's one of our writers, guys. Steve White.
He looks like a fugitive.
He's here in the studio, which is the bar, tonight.
What could go wrong?
Right? Right? I'm in Schenectady, New York. Trees fell. As a matter of fact, his boss's daughter, a tree fell on her car with wires from the telephone wires today. That's how bad the storm was.
That is bad.
If you guys want to see that, I posted it on my Facebook, Danny P. McDermott on Facebook. But yeah, and he was telling me this story how it was his boss's daughter, and his boss is like, well, they're trying to move the wires, and Steve's like, no, you're gonna get killed. What are you doing? And he goes, that's all right. She'll get the insurance. So that happened. What happened with you, Kevin? What's up with you, buddy? Come on,
well,
tell me
something.
I'll
tell you what didn't happen. I didn't move power wires, that's for sure.
I can't, right?
I didn't risk 50,000 volts.
Is that how many? Or are you just guessing?
That's probably the lowest.
You're just guessing. You don't know for sure.
No clue. Too many, though. I know that.
Have you ever been shocked before? Like,
an outlet as a kid.
Yeah? What'd you stick in it?
You touch the outlet. Yeah, can't you tell that I've been through a little electroshock?
Did you touch it or did you try to have sex with it? Tell the
just
truth.
Just first
okay.
base. First base.
First base. I got electrocuted once when I was trying to.
Of course you did.
Can't you tell by my hair? I was, my grandmother lived in a little town called Big Indian, and she had horses, and they had a electric fence. Now, I knew it was an electric fence, but I figured it's okay to touch it with a piece of grass. Yeah, no.
I bet grass, the horses laughed.
It turns out. They were like making noises, so maybe they were.
But they definitely were.
It turns out grass is a conductor.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, one of the horses was like, Stan, Jim, you got to see this. Wait. One second. Just watch.
Oh, my God. Well, it's not as bad as peeing on it. That would have really hurt.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Those horses would still be laughing.
So how's dating in COVID, Kevin?
It's two jergens a month.
I got to look at the comments here. We got comments here.
Nice.
I'm a no one. The collector zone. What does that mean? Did we ignore him? Hold on.
Is that like a bill payer trying to hunt me down? What's going on? That's what they're doing now.
That's funny. Okay, good. No, we got a lot of people watching. This is good. Kevin, I got to teach you to look at. You can't see this stuff on the side, right? You're just in here.
That is.
You
correct.
Can't. All right, I'm gonna have to figure out.
I don't mind.
Kevin, you got to pull your weight, man. I can't be doing all the controls and everything, dude. You got to start doing the controls. Hey, okay. Bill, how you doing? By the way, if anybody has any questions while we're on the air here, please feel free to ask us. Right now, we're going to do another segment because we got new segments now. And we're going to do, what should we do, Kevin? Should we do Faker, Florida? Do you want to do that?
Let's do Faker, Florida.
Let's do Faker, Florida. So, guys, this segment, well, let me play the thing first.
Faker or Florida?
Faker, Florida. So this segment is basically we're going to tell you news stories, and Kevin has to guess whether they're fake or they're a true news story from Florida. You ready for this, Kevin?
I'm excited.
All right, let's go with number one. Here we go. Number one, you're going to see it at the bottom of the screen, folks. A Florida man was charged with assault with a deadly weapon after throwing a live alligator through a Wendy's drive-thru window. Kevin, fake or Florida?
Alligators are dangerous. I'm going to say that.
You're going to say it's Florida?
I'm going to say it's Florida.
How do you throw an alligator through? Are you sure?
I'm going to guess it's a double overhand, like an old-fashioned.
All right, well, let's see if Kevin's right. Florida, yes, it's real.
There we go.
Of course, the man did pay for his drink first. So that's a good... Here's your money, and here's an alligator.
Do you start with a small alligator and work your way up?
Oh, wait, I think we got a picture, actually.
Is it appropriate or a window?
I think we have a picture. Hold on, I'm going to find the picture. We have a picture of the man and the alligator, I believe.
That's great.
I think. Hold on.
Did they interview the alligator?
Oh, man. Okay, that's one I didn't upload.
Okay.
No, that's not okay. That sucks. Okay, well, let's go to number two. Let's guess number two, Kevin. Let's see if you can do this. Here we go. A plane from Tampa was forced to turn around mid-flight and return when a female passenger on Ambien became unruly and began to repeatedly sing Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody at the top of her lungs. What do you think, Kevin? Fake or Florida?
I think that's fake. Now, if we were doing something about West Virginia, I'd say yes.
But that sounds pretty...
I don't think it's Florida. I think it's fake.
That sounds pretty believable, though, doesn't it? I mean, that sounds more believable than throwing an alligator.
I don't. That's why it doesn't rise to the level of Florida.
Wait a second. You believe that the alligator was thrown through a window at a driver, but you don't believe a woman sang on a plane?
You want to make the news as a Florida news story?
All right. Kevin, you're right. It's fake. That was a dream I had last night. All right, let's go with the next one. Ready for this, Kevin? Are you ready? You're batting 1,000, Kevin. You're batting 1,000. I didn't know you were this smart.
I'm not.
All right, here we go. A Florida man tried to rob a GameStop wearing a mask. However, the mask was actually just a clear plastic bag he had placed on his head. Fake or Florida, Kevin?
Fake.
That's pretty stupid.
Got to be fake.
It's got to be fake?
I think that's fake.
Oh, it's real.
Oh, come on.
It's a real one, Kevin. That is real. And this one, I actually do have the picture. This is a picture from the security camera. Look at that. You could literally see his face, and he tried to rob. What a moron.
Well.
What a moron. That's okay. All right. So now you're 2 for 3, Kevin. 2 for 3.
All right.
Here we go. Number four. We got two more here. Number four. Two Florida men were charged with possession of drugs after police pulled them over for speeding. They found a large sack that had the words, a bag full of drugs containing drugs. Is it fake or is it Florida, Kevin?
That's Florida.
Anybody else want to guess here? Anybody want to guess? Feel free to comment and guess, folks.
That's Florida.
All right, Kevin. You think it's Florida?
I do.
All right, let's see if Kevin is right. Florida, yes. Yes, the men actually had a bag with a with an actual picture, and I'm going to show that to you. This is a this really happened, and just to prove it, we have the picture for you. This is the picture of there it is. They really had nice font too. I mean, they had to like pre-print that bag or order it online or something.
You know, that's the bag you have your friends carry that look like hoodlums, while your clean cut friends go in somewhere and rub it.
All right, here we go. One more, Kevin.
I'm ready.
Oh, wait, no. There's two more.
Bring them on.
All right, here we go. A Florida man stabs tourist despite having no arms. Now I'm confused. Did he not have arms, or did the tourist not have arms? I'm going to guess it was him because why would it be in the newspaper?
That's a good one, but I'm going to say fake.
You're going to say fake. Okay.
I'm going to say fake.
Oh, it's real. Kevin, a guy with no arms stabbed a tourist. And we got a picture of the man right here. That's the man.
Now, if you showed me the picture before, I would have said definitely.
Yeah, but if I show you that, then you're going to know. That is the man with no arms that stabbed someone. I guess he must have had the knife in his teeth or something.
I'm guessing that wasn't his first stab.
So wait, how many you got wrong now? Two?
Two.
All right. Okay, this is the last one. You got two wrong and three right. You're either going to tie with wrong and right, or you're gonna win the game, Kevin. Are you ready for this?
I'm going to win.
All right, let's see. A Florida man was arrested for suspicion of using a private plane to draw a giant radar penis.
I might not win. That's Florida.
What's that?
I said I might not.
You think that's Florida?
That's Florida.
Anybody else want to guess? That is a horror. That's a good comment from the last one. Check this out. Sounds like a possible horror movie character. Guy with no arms that stabs people. I love it, Bill. Great. That's great.
What's for the person he stabbed?
Okay, so the Florida man was arrested for suspicion of using a private plane to drop. Are you sure you're sticking with Florida?
I am, because that's inventive. He's earned that news coverage.
Okay, let's see. Florida, yes. It is real.
All right.
And let's show the picture. There's the picture of the radar. He drew a radar penis, and they actually had it on the radar.
That's fantastic.
Dude, that is awesome.
I've actually pictured him and the stabbing guy at a party the weekend before bragging about what they're going to do.
Nobody can, right? Those two guys should definitely be, they should have a movie together. That is awesome.
Anywhere you want to go to stab somebody.
Oh my God, that's incredible. Look at that. That's an actual radar footage right there. That is an actual picture of the radar footage.
Let me tell you.
Wow. How did he do such a good job? I mean, seriously, you're in the sky. How did he must have some crazy GPS up there.
Danny?
Yeah.
I have two arms. I couldn't stab anybody or draw a penis that symmetrical.
Seriously, right? How did he do it?
That's
I have no idea. Oh my God. So Laura Hayden's coming here. She's in the waiting room here. So we're gonna bring her in here now, guys. Laura, let me just bring her in here. Laura, hey.
Hey,
are you ready?
I was waiting on my computer. Yeah, I was on my computer.
That's okay.
It wasn't working. I asked if you could
That's
see
okay.
me. You're like, I never answered me, so I was like, all right, I'll move to my phone.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, when you're in the waiting room, I can't really hear you. I can kind of see you, but I can't hear you. So guys, Laura Hayden is a wonderful comedian. She's been a friend for years now. I met her in, where did we meet? In LA, right?
Or maybe New York. I'm not sure where. I'm not sure which.
I feel like we met at the Improv in LA or something. You put me on one of your shows when I first moved to LA.
Yeah, nothing like being in a bar show, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was a crazy show.
This is a throwback show.
What was that?
The queen of the dive bar shows.
There you go. You want to tell everybody a little about yourself?
I'm a physical therapist, a comedian. I've written a couple of books.
Oh, tell us about that.
Where are you at? There's so much background noise. It's crazy.
I know. I'm sorry. Look, what happened? I already told this to everybody. I'm in upstate New York, and there was a big storm and a power outage, and 130,000 homes lost power, and ours was one of them. So I had to come out to the bar to do the show. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm like, I can hear them, but not you.
Oh, seriously? Kevin, you can hear me, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can.
Okay, good.
I can hear you kind of, but I can really hear them. I can totally hear them ordering beers and drinks and whatnot. Well, that guy wanted a Crown and Coke. Okay.
There we go. How's that? Is that better? Is that better?
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Thanks, Kevin, for telling me, Kevin. We've been doing the whole show, and Kevin hasn't said a word. Thank you, Kevin.
Clocking the cars behind you for speeding.
Kevin, you're fired again. Okay.
And then you're hired next week.
Then maybe. Yes. Maybe.
Someone else.
Maybe. So Laura is here to do a segment. You want to introduce your segment?
Well, you like the fact that I post a lot of trivia on social media, because I actually don't care if you've been to the gym, and I don't care that you're having pancakes for breakfast, and I really don't care about most of the things people post about, but so I post about what I like, which is words and trivia. So, and if you've been to the gym, good for you, but I don't need to hear about it every day. I like words and trivia. And if you're going to post a picture of food, it better be the most amazing food ever. Not just like, here's my Starbucks blueberry muffin. No, nobody cares about that. Anyhow, here's my name on the side of a Starbucks, you know, sleeve. Oh, good. That's exciting. Thanks for wasting my time. Anyhow, so I post trivia and words because I like trivia and words. And at least then it's kind of edifying, maybe, and entertaining. So
I always loved it. I always loved your facts. So lay them on us. Give us a few.
Fun facts with Laura. Well, this one is actually, I thought was kind of fun. I posted this a couple of days ago. In ancient Rome, condemned prisoners would be executed on stage when they needed actors for death scenes and theatrical performances.
Oh my God. So they really killed people. In place.
Yeah. Snuff plays.
Oh my God. You think the prisoners were sitting there going, "Man, I'm gonna be famous.
I'm gonna go out.
I'm gonna go out in a blaze of glory."
Yeah. So literally kill on stage.
So none of them fought. They just let themselves be killed on stage during a play.
Well, I'm pretty sure that if you're a prisoner on stage, there's probably people with real weapons and swords, and you're not going anywhere. So you might as well, you know, I don't know.
They probably
out, moment of glory.
Right. What if they got their lines wrong? They couldn't really punish them.
Nope. Just I'm innocent. Nope, you're not. So I don't know. But
that was it, right? They just shove them out on the stage, and they have time to say one thing: "I'm innocent." And then they just kill him, right?
Different script.
They might not even have lines. They just needed to kill somebody. I don't know.
I'm just imagining the other actors going, "Wait a minute, that's not the line, man. That's not. Just kill him. Just kill him."
I don't know how theatrical ancient Rome's theater performances were. So you know, maybe they weren't so strict on how the lines went. You know, but. Anyhow,
right.
Cotton Candy's original name was Fairy Fluff.
Fairy Fluff? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it went over that well.
No, but
what was that, Kevin?
It had
different
a
market.
Well, you have to that understand, like, you know, everything had a different meaning at a certain time. I mean, the cotton candy came out, I think it originated at the World's Fair, like 1890 or something like that. So that had a different connotation than fairy fluff would now.
Yeah, because fluff, that sounds like fart, like a fairy fart. Like he just tooted and the cotton candy came out of his butt. No?
It could have. Who knows?
Let's not even get into what a fluffer does.
Yeah, exactly. There's roughly 70 ingredients in a McRib, so feel good about eating that.
70 ingredients in McRibs?
70. Wow. You think it would just be like meat and bread and sauce, but no, 70 ingredients in McRib.
Wow, that's a little scary. That's a little scary.
That is a bit. I've never actually had a McRib, but now I really never want to have a McRib.
Kevin has them.
Natural.
Kevin has them about 5 times a day. So
the bun is all natural.
It's all this broccoli and
right?
Cauliflower and probably soy. You know, all healthy things in there. There's all right,
we got time for
fat.
We got time for 3 more.
3 more.
Let's do
okay.
3 more.
I think this one is interesting. In Japan, you can hire a handsome man to show up at your office and watch sad videos with you while you cry, and then he wipes your tears for you.
What? Wait,
I
say
think
that
that's
again.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
You can hire a handsome man to come to your work and watch sad videos with you, and he will wipe away your tears.
Wow. That is a lonely culture.
I'm saving about a couple hundred a week here.
Let's see. I'm going to the Jonah Hill. Okay, I like this one. I haven't posted this one yet. I was going to post it tonight. Jonah Hill had to be hospitalized while filming Wolf of Wall Street because he snorted so much fake cocaine.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
I worked fake on cocaine. Wall
Street, and the story goes a little different when you actually work on Wall Street. What happens is when you snort too much cocaine, you need to be loaned $2,000.
Oh, hey, guys. Guys, Anthony Sinks, Anselmo is, I always mess up your name, bro. He's in the feed. He's watching. He's a South Park animator. Welcome, buddy. Welcome.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a buddy of mine. He's a buddy of mine. All right. Go ahead. One more.
Well, this is in honor of Eddie. Eddie Van Halen actually originally started with the drums, not a guitar, even though he is now considered one of the world's greatest guitar players. Rest in peace, Eddie Van Halen.
Wow.
I lost my appendix in the Van Halen wing of the San Gabriel Valley Hospital when I was 16. So.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. God bless Eddie Van Halen. What a big loss for everybody, man.
Exactly.
Big loss. Big loss. All right. Well, Laura, we got a guest coming on in a second, so I wanted to thank you for this segment, and we'll definitely have you on again.
Fun.
Where can people find you?
LauraHayden.com, Dr. Laura Hayden on Instagram, and I have a podcast called Whiskey Women.
All right, Whiskey Women. Where can they find that?
Spotify, Apple, Google, you know, Dexter, whatever, wherever you watch, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find it. It's Whiskey
All right.
Women, sponsored by Bacardi.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura. All right.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. All right.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. That was awesome. Isn't she great?
That was fun.
So I have a question from the collector's zone. What's the question here? Hold on. I saw it here. Kevin, you really need to do this instead of me. Okay. Who inspired me to become a comedian? and hopefully it will inspire others looking to get into the field. I hope not. I do not get inspired to go into comedy. No, stop. Just find something else. I would say Steve Martin is one of my favorites, and that's one of the reasons I'm doing the show without any politics or anything like that, because Steve Martin, in the 70s, when all the wars were going on and everything, Steve Martin didn't do any political humor. He just did stupid, silly stuff to bring people, give people an escape, and that's what I want this show to be. So Steve Martin would definitely be my choice. I do have a story about Steve Martin, but I can't tell it because we don't have time. We have a guest coming on. I do want to do one more segment before we go to him, because we prepared it. And this is a good one. Kevin?
I'm ready. What is it?
All right. When I'm silent, you got to talk.
Okay, Danny. I'm ready.
Okay, so Wish Rejects. What this is, by the way, you want to know what a long year this has been? This is what I look like at the beginning of the year. That's how long 2020 has been. That's how hard 2020 has been. Okay, so Wish Rejects. So these are products that we've found that people actually sell that definitely should never be sold. They should be rejected. Okay, here's the first one. Pizza holder. Pizza necklace holder. Necklace pizza holder, whatever. Who is going to use that? Seriously. What do you think about that, Kevin? You'd probably use it, wouldn't you?
Not for pizza. Good pizza is going to have grease. It's going to drip. That's just a mistake.
I don't know, man. You got to be seriously have a serious problem eating if you got to carry a pizza necklace around with you.
And if you could stop eating before you're completely sick, it's not good pizza.
Now here's one that people I just look at it. I can't even believe they're selling this. Look at this. Hot lips face heater. It's a heater you wear around your head to heat up your. Look at the old woman over there. Look at the who would. It's like you're cooking your face. What is that? I mean, it's like your face is going to look like a piece of toast.
And let me tell you something, until you start bumping into things because you can't see because something's blocking your whole face.
Right? It
makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all. All right, here's another one. Potty putter. It's a potty putter. How long do you have to poop for you to want to use for you, or how addicted do you have to be to golf to want to have to putt? And dude, how dirty is that green going to be after a couple weeks?
It's going to be a sand trap.
Yeah, they must have created that before the cell phone.
I don't think that's a love of golf product. That's a please keep me away from my family product.
That's the great. Only way. I agree. I think that makes a lot of sense, Kevin. I'm glad you shed some light on that. That's great. Okay. Let's see. Next one. Another potty one. This is a recliner toilet. A recliner toilet. And look at it. It's in a living room. It's not even in the bathroom. It's not even in. Kevin, lean to the side so we can talk about this.
Okay. I think if you're going to get that comfortable, the bathroom is probably a poor choice of rooms.
I mean, unless you have.
That's got to be in the living room.
Unless. Really? You're going to take a dump in the living room in front of everybody?
Look at the armrests on that. Look at the comfortable cushion. You're sleeping and pooping on that. You're just not getting up. You're getting Ben and Jerry's. In the gigantic 40-gallon container that they serve in retail stores to sell cones to the public, and you're going to sit there and eat that until you literally need to go to the hospital.
You know what? If I got it, I would use the toilet part as a cooler for beer. That's what I would do. I would make it look like I'd be like, ah, time to go to the bathroom, lift it up, and everyone's like, ah, and I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. I got beer in here.
Yeah, it's a cool mountain spring.
I think it comes with a bidet.
Is that a leather toilet?
It is. It's a leather, plush leather toilet.
Yeah, that's a pimp's toilet.
That if you buy that, you're just too rich. That's it. You got too much money. All right. And the last one, Kevin, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
People of Walmart coloring book.
I wasn't ready.
Look at this. This is awesome.
It is. Do you get to draw the curious decisions they make as far as purchases? Like, can you put terrible things in the cart as you go through the pages?
Oh, I'm sure they have like all the crazy things. Look at this unsmiley faces.
Let me tell you something. Number one item in Walmart, wedding cake.
And coffins. That's awesome. All right, so that's the end of that segment, and we're going to bring on our guest now. Let me take that off. Hold on. I don't want to leave that on there. Oh, that is funny. Who thinks of these things? All right, we're bringing our guest, filmmaker and haunted man, Jason Hawkins. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
Hello, Jason.
There we go.
So you've been watching? Have you been watching?
Oh, yeah. Follow along in the comments. I've made a few.
Nice. Oh, yeah. I see him now. Jason Hawkins, guys. All right, so Jason, you were on our last one. You were our first guest, and you are now our second guest, which means we can't find any guests.
Am I honored or?
There was a second show.
Hey,
that's got to be a good thing.
Okay, honestly, I'm glad to have you back because there was a lot we didn't talk about on the last one. I watched you on Netflix.
Yeah.
That was some crazy stuff, dude.
Yeah.
Kevin, did you watch it?
I don't have Netflix.
Kevin, you're fired again. Fired again.
Who doesn't have Netflix?
I know. Who doesn't have Netflix?
So
you have a client toilet, but you don't have Netflix?
Up to like 2006. Work with me.
Go ahead, Jason.
I was going to say, he doesn't have Netflix, and can we even talk to him right now? What are we going to talk about?
You know what? Goodbye, Kevin.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I got to bring it back. I'm kidding, Kevin.
I got Netflix. I used the time wisely.
All right. So let's talk about The Bleeding Dark. Sure. Wait, no, we got to talk about Netflix first. Like just quick.
Talk about it.
So you got onto Netflix because, and you explained you got on there, but I didn't realize it was because it was a very awesome episode of them interviewing you because you were haunted when you were a child. It was terrifying. I mean, the way they portrayed it, was that close to what it felt like?
So, you know, a lot of people have actually asked me that. And the answer is kind of yes and no. I probably talked for 4 or 5 days of interviews, 8-10 hour sessions of interviews. It was incredible. And they cut that down to 30 minutes. So there's a lot of things that were left out that I thought would have completed the story a little more. But overall, I thought they did a good job. They're great people, really professional. They treated everybody well. Like just amazingly diverse crew, which is cool to see.
But how about the actual did the scenes where they reenacted?
Pretty close.
Was it really close? Because that was just terrifying.
Yeah.
The woman hung herself in the closet, and she killed her kids first, hung herself in the closet. And they were cleaning it up right before you moved in, and they didn't tell you.
I think my parents knew. They didn't tell anybody else.
Wow.
you know, getting an apartment in LA at a good price is not exactly an easy
right.
So I think my parents just took the apartment, you know, at that cost and price. And you know, I realistically most apartment complexes have, you know, people who are dying in them and whatnot. So they probably weren't that concerned.
No, God, that was just crazy. She killed one of them in the bathtub, and then, or both of them in the bathtub.
Drown them, yeah, as we were told. You know, killed them and drowned.
Wow, that's
is
crazy.
This a true story, or are you guys talking about my to-do list?
You know, they're going, see, Saturday night, I've got drowning bathtub. Wait a minute.
I'm going to buy some power tools, and we're ready to go.
Right, I'm down. Let's do it.
Kevin, I'm gonna send this link to your children, by the way, just so they can see that.
I'm getting power tools.
Luke Ashlock. Oh my God, great comedian. He's watching now. Thank you, Luke. Okay, so let's talk about your film.
So which one?
What was the one I just mentioned? Bleeding Dark.
Bleeding Dark.
Is
so,
that
yeah.
the one you're working on right now?
It is, yeah. The Bleeding Dark is a new one. It's got Eileen Dietz in it, you know, the demon from The Exorcist. And we also just found Courtney Gaines, who is, you know, been in a million films, fantastic actor. A lot of people will know immediately if I say Malachi from Children of the Corn.
Oh, yeah.
The Red Engine from the Corn.
I loved him in The Burbs.
The Burbs, Back to the Future. I mean, his credentials are pretty impeccable.
So tell us about this film. How did you come about with the idea, and how did you start filming?
Well, one of the things I wanted to tackle kind of heavier topics in horror. I've always felt like horror is a good place to kind of explore some heavy emotions, some heavy stuff that maybe you can't explore in other mediums as easily. So I really wanted to talk about grief. There's a bit in there about toxic masculinity, how, you know, a lot of us as men don't really know how to communicate grief properly and how to deal with it. It's not something that you're taught. It's not something you learn. So in the film, small family, father, mother, son, the mother gets killed in a home invasion, and it triggers this kind of cascade effect amongst the father and son who, you know, neither one of them really knows how to communicate to the other one what's happening, their feelings and whatnot. And it kind of creates this darkness in the house that starts to take over.
Right.
Yeah. There's not a ton I can really say without giving too many spoilers away.
Okay.
Let's just say I killed 8 people in the film, 9 people in the film get killed. So, you know, we've got Joe Castro on effects, kind of a legendary effects artist. We've been working on just some super gory, intense scenes, and, you know, pumping it up to 11. And,
oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, it's intense. You can be kind of looking at some of the stuff he's working on and getting it ready, and it's mind-blowing. So,
I just want to show people a picture of that actor because sure. Courtney Gaines, just so they know exactly what we're talking about, that's him right there. So you guys recognize him. That's the actor. That guy is so creepy on everything he does.
Yeah, I think it's in is it My Name is Earl? That he had a big...
I can look, but yeah. I don't know. You might know better than me on that one.
Yeah.
But I'm looking. I don't have his IMDb up right now, but... All right. So anyway, so that's just so everybody knows that's who he's talking about. That's a big thing.
Yeah. Courtney's great. And we're, you know, just excited to get him on board and get him on the team. And man, I'm just really excited for the people on this. We've got such a great group.
Whoops.
Yeah.
There you go.
Really? I've got my computer on a box because I'm sitting in an office during home construction. Hang on 2 seconds. Let me.
Oh, no problem. Kevin, entertain everyone. It's your job. Come on, Kevin.
How's that?
I wrote some medieval pickup lines.
Yeah, we're having all the walls, doors, windows, and roof torn off of our house and redone. So I don't even know what to think right now. Every day is just hammering and sawing and rebuilding. So
a different kind of horror story.
Yeah. And not a cheap one. this is not a small budget deal. They found faulty construction, so they're coming in and tearing off the exterior walls. Redid the roof. I mean, the whole bit. So, yeah. Did we lose Danny again?
I think perhaps we might have.
What did you do, Kevin? What did you do?
You asked me to take the controls, Danny. I took the controls.
The plan is working. Don't spoil it, man. if we do this right, we can just get rid of Danny and we can chat about whatever.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow. Now you're ganging up on me, huh? What did you pay him while I was gone, Kevin? I was only gone like 2 seconds.
Just getting better gas mileage in the car.
Yeah, it was donuts. He offered me a couple donuts and, you know.
Nice. So now what was your budget? Can I ask what your budget is for this movie?
No. We really don't kind of disclose that information.
Okay, no problem. How long before you're done shooting?
So we're shooting, we're scheduled over 14 days, and most of the actors are working 7 to 10 days.
Okay.
So.
And go ahead.
It's a tight shoot, but it's certainly doable. My second feature film we shot in 4 days. So, you know, I know it can be done.
Yeah, right. 4 days? What?
Yeah, 4 days.
How many pages?
93, I think it was.
In 4 days?
4 days, yeah.
Dude, you got to tell me how you did that. That's crazy.
We shot in it's a found footage film. We shot in chronological order. And we just kept rolling right through. And everybody's like, let's keep going.
Wow.
So we did the scenes. It worked out fantastic. The film was a critical hit. Got distribution from a couple different places.
What was the name of that one?
15.
15? Like 15. The numbers or?
Like the number is 15 inside the mind of a serial killer.
15 in the mind of a serial killer?
Yeah, inside the mind of a serial killer, yeah.
Okay. That's so where can people see that?
I just got the rights back to it. It came out 7 years ago, so the distribution contract expired. I got the rights back, and I'm mid-negotiation right now, so we're going to re-release it soon.
That's great. So what was the wow, 4 days. I just cannot imagine.
It was pretty much – I don't recommend it.
Yeah, no, right? So how many people were strangled during this for real? How many people were on the film? Working on the film?
There were 3 main actors and probably 15 supporting actors.
What?
Yeah, and a lot of that was spent in the murder room. There's a room where the killer is keeping bodies in the basement of all these women that he's murdered. So they've all got, you know, special effects and strangulation wounds and bite marks and things like that.
And that was just in the holding room. Yeah. The actors were waiting to go on.
Right. Yeah. I figured, you know, you only have to kill them once that way.
Right.
If you think about it, it's the crawl space that got John Wayne Gacy caught.
Right. Yeah.
Basement, he'd probably still be out there.
Well, yeah. I used to do extra work, and if you put enough extras in one room confined, that'll happen. There'll be strangled. There'll be some strangulations.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, Sabine, so, Jane, Anton, how you doing, guys? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, just looking at the you're getting a shout out for Faker, Florida, so that's good.
Faker, Florida. That was one of our new writers, Carrie. Carrie wrote that.
She's great.
Yeah, she's awesome. Carrie Rappaport.
Yeah.
She's actually married to an incredible actor, a friend of mine, Dean Bakar. And he's in a movie right now with, I'm trying to think. He's doing it scenes with, who's the guy? Oh, God. Bradley Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be a big movie with the director of The Shape of Water.
Oh, very cool.
Guillermo del So she wrote the Florida one. So I mean, we all wrote it, but she came up with the concept, and she came up with most of the things. So
I got to tell you, I'd have failed at that because I'd have guessed Florida every time.
Right?
I'd have been like, no, fuck, that's Florida every time.
Why are all these crazy stories from Florida, man? What are they all sniffing glue down there, or what?
Something's going on down there.
It's heat stroke.
No, it is making people crazy.
All right, so Jason, so what are your goals and aspirations? So you're going to get this film done, and where are you going to distribute it, the new one? So,
yeah, I mean, you know, the first thing we'll do is hit the festival circuit to drum up additional support, get it out in the public, and raise awareness of the film. Like any indie film, you really got to kind of build your audience grassroots, get them out there, get word out, get people seeing it. So we're going to get that film done. Hit the festival circuit, get it screened in some places. You know, then I've made some connections in the industry, so we'll start pitching it to them, showing it to them. And in the meantime, while that's happening, I'm almost done with the novel that I'm working on, and redesigning a new RPG that'll be out next year.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Is there anything anybody else wants to ask him? Just a comment, please, and we'll put that up on the screen.
Yeah, fire away.
So, while we're waiting for that, I'm gonna do that segment. And now this is a little, it's almost the same as the one we did with you before. But it's a, we switched right. One of the, go ahead, what were you doing?
I was gonna say, I have an answer this time.
Oh, you did? All right, well, let's see, hold on.
It involves a Tiger Strike thong, yeah.
Okay, let me see, where are the questions here? Hold on. All right, so, well, Kevin, why don't you talk for a second? I got to find it.
Remember your notes, man. Make it funny.
I did. I wrote notes. I actually wrote two medieval pickup line jokes.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, like, you know, you want to come over and look at the stars, maybe pour some boiling oil on my enemies.
Keep going. I've got it.
A little dinner and maybe a little aggressive invasion if dinner goes well.
Right. So, you know, just tell her to put that in your catapult and launch it.
Exactly. I'd like to lay siege to your turrets.
There you go. So what's the worst pickup line you got?
Oh, that's right. We had the pickup lines. The worst pickup line, Kevin.
I thought you were going to do that, Danny. I was waiting for you to hit that out of the park.
Oh, hell, that right.
My favorite one is to just catch a girl's, just catch her eye, and then just stick my tongue out. That's my favorite one during Corona.
Yeah, that's the go-to.
It's pretty much the only way to do it now.
Really, from fifth grade forward, there's never been a need for a second move.
Well, the Wi-Fi has not seemed to be working to upload the video here.
Okay.
So we're just gonna say, do you remember what the questions are, Kevin?
I remember what's the most embarrassing thing you could blame on alcohol.
All right, let's just do that one.
Thanks.
Yep. That's a good one. Wait, did you say you had a story you wanted to tell?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've got an embarrassing story to tell.
All right, let's hear it.
So I'm a college dude, right? And this girl I'm dating, as a joke, gave me one of those bouquets. It's a tiger striped thong all wrapped up like a rose. She gave it to me as a joke. Well, being the smart ass I am, I thought, I'm going to wear this motherfucker. So here I am. I put on this tiny tiger striped thong, get on my motorcycle. Gonna drive over to her place, go about a mile, get hit by a drunk driver. You know what did your mother always say? Always make sure you're wearing clean underwear in case you get in an accident. So they haul me in the ambulance. I'm busted up pretty bad. First thing you do is cut my pants off. They cut my pants off.
Right, wow, that's a weird place for me to come in.
That is.
Or is it the right point for you to come in? Yes, I'm laying there on the street. A crowd is gathering, and they cut my pants off. And I'm wearing a tiger stripe thong.
That's fantastic.
Right? Oh, it gets better. It gets better. They take me in. You know, I fractured my hips, so they got to do x-rays on my hips. Like that. So I'm laying there, busted up, broken ribs, fractured hip, and my tiger stripe thong and nothing else. They do the x-rays. They do everything they got to do. I heal up over the next, like, 6 months. But it was a funny story. I heal up over, like, the next 6 months. I go back to work, and I work at a Denny's. I'm a waiter at a Denny's, you know, college guy. And all the girls are laughing at me. They're pointing. They're talking. They're laughing. And I finally corner one. I'm like, all right, what gives? You know, what's the deal? She goes, oh, you know Joe's mom? No. You have no idea who Joe's mom is? Means nothing to me. She's like, Joanne. Oh, yeah, Joanne. Okay, yeah, her mom. She goes, she works at the hospital as an x-ray tech. And this is back in the day. Apparently, while I'm laying there on the x-ray table in my little tiger stripe thong, they took Polaroids. And she shared them.
She shared them?
She shared them with the girls at work. So by the time I got back to work,
oh my God,
everybody was aware. Yeah. So that's my embarrassing story for you.
Yeah, but one question. Did it get you laid at the office? nice.
You know, so yeah, that was my put into practice lesson of always make sure you wear clean underwear in case you get an accident.
I'm going to change mine right now.
Yeah, right? Going to be in your thong or out of your thong?
I don't think I can wear a thong. I just don't. I don't know. That's going to be so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Like I said, it was taught as a joke, so I wore it as a joke. And of course, you know, never even made it to her house. So.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. All right. Forever.
Dude, that I don't have any. Kevin, you have any embarrassing stories more embarrassing than that? I don't know if I do.
Let me. All of my alcohol stories end with me blacking out. So that was all. That's as much as I remember.
When I was in college, it was my first night, and I was invited down to Delta House, which is what they had for Animal House, you know, the movie. That was the actual Delta House, okay? And I got invited down there. And everybody else was afraid to go because we were all freshmen. It was our first night. And I was like, I'm going. I go down. I come back. And there's this little Italian guy. He's like, hey, how you doing, man? How you doing? You know, and I can't get my key in my door. He's looking at me. He goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Where'd you go? You go to the party? I go, yeah. I went down to that party. And He goes, well, geez, man, what are you, hammered or something? And I never heard the word hammered before. I'd never heard it. I was just a kid. And he goes, what are you, hammered? I go, no, my name's Danny. Nice to meet you. And they called me hammered the rest of my whole college career. Like, I'd be walking across. It was great for me. I was walking across the lawn and this guy comes up, hey, aren't you hammered, McDermott? I was famous. Anyway, where can people find you?
You know, Facebook's probably easiest. As much as I hate Facebook, it is what it is. Catch me on Instagram. A lot of stuff's under Cinema Drifter. So catch me there. I stay off Twitter because it's a cesspool. I'm just not interested. Jeez. Twitter.
Kind of all social media is.
Yeah, right now it is for sure.
All right. Well, listen, we want to thank you for not going to the debate and actually being on our show tonight. Thank you for that. And I'm sure we're all better off for doing the show and not watching the debate. So.
Well, I imagine about now Pence is in tears.
All right, guys.
Crying and looking for his wife.
Yep. But we're not doing politics on this show. Ever.
Out.
Thank you so much, brother. And
thank you.
Stay in touch and
night.
Good night. Have a good night, guys.
All right, guys. Peace out.
It's the Danny Show. It's the Danny Show. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's the Danny Show. It's so bad and so sexy. Ooh, you're gonna love it, baby. I wanna do this show.
Subscribe and donate, guys. Peace.